now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Here we go again, live from Blends 2 at 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. We do this every Monday. And this portion of our Monday is where we network, where we congratulate, and where we uplift all of the individuals that are in the building that are doing their thing, whether you work a corporate job or you work an entrepreneurial. I want everyone to feel appreciated. I want everybody to feel supported, because we as a community need to uplift each other, because that's what we don't do enough of. We don't uplift each other, and we don't support each other, because a lot of times that's by design. So I currently have real estate agent and mega mogul. I'm going to put it into existence, mega mogul right now, the birthday girl, Kim. How are you doing today? Kim Barty, I want you to tell us first, to start off with, website, IG, social media, all of that stuff. Where can we find you?
First, I want to start off by just saying thank you for all the love. You guys have made me feel really special and welcome. So thank you to Greg. Thanks to you. And also DJ Unique. Thank you for the music and the jersey mix and everything. So thank you.
Yeah, he had it popping in here.
Yes.
He had it popping.
Yes, and I'm definitely
had the percolator going.
Yes, and definitely ready to get into that whiskey. So thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for doing all that you do.
Yeah, so my website is just my name, Kimberly. That's Kimberly Barty, Barte.com. And I am a realtor like in the Atlanta metro area. You know, market is really changing right now.
Right.
You know, it's been really tight, whereas though it was really hard to get, you know, houses, the inventory was low, but the prices are actually starting to go down slightly because
really?
The interest rates are really high right now. So what you were able to buy, you know, maybe 6 months ago, you really can't in terms of the affordability of what you can do monthly. You know, I'm definitely able to help you. Either if you're looking to become a homeowner and you don't know what to do, where you need to start with your credit, I have lenders with special programs with that. If you want to rent with the right to purchase, I have programs that could start as low as a 550 credit score, give you about 5 years to qualify for a mortgage and, you know, get you on the right programs,
okay.
Get your credit straight. And then if you want to buy it, you can just buy it. If you want to walk away, you can. I think that's a great option as well. Kind of outlines your rent for the 5 years, but also if you want to purchase, what the price would be over that 5 years. So I just want to encourage anybody, whether it's an investment property or your second, third, your first property. You know, definitely I encourage home ownership. Especially in our community, I think people think it's not attainable. So I'm encouraging that a lot. If anybody wants to buy, again, you could go to my website, Kimberly Barty, Kimberly, or my Instagram is ATL Agent Kim on Instagram.
So can you talk about the differences in interest rates between I live here, it's my primary home, versus an investment property?
Yeah, so definitely the interest rates are a little bit higher when you're talking about investment properties. There's more money down that you need to do when you're doing investment, but also the interest rate is not going to be the same as when you're, just purchasing it for your primary residence. So that's definitely something that, you want to make sure you understand what those options are when you're working with your lenders. I always encourage people, just as though when you're shopping for your homes, shop for your lenders too. Do comparisons. You have so many days within the first time of your credit run, I think it's about 60 days or so, that you can go get your credit rerun without your score being affected. So I encourage you to shop your lenders. Don't, be very careful with a lot of this new construction where they throw in if you use their preferred lender, we're going to give you this and that. So, I would definitely encourage everyone to do their research. Because there are definitely, some slick lenders out there. I'll put it that way to say it nicely. And, I just encourage that anyone, if you want to do it, you can. And real estate is definitely where it's at.
Well, I've seen a lot of stuff that's changing, especially around the pandemic. There was this whole thing going around where A lot of people were putting their stuff on Airbnb, and then they would have these parties, and they all and the neighbors were complaining and all this other right. stuff, or it might be a shootout in front of the house and all that. So has it passed in Georgia now that you can you have to either disclose that you're going to use it for Airbnb or you can or there are there limitations for using your property as an Airbnb?
Yeah, so I think there I definitely don't know the specifics, so I don't want to quote, but I know that there's definitely either legislation very near in place that you have to, you know, let I think you have to let the neighbors know
right.
and like all these different things. And I know there were a lot of people that actually were renting places and Airbnb-ing them out. So I would say Georgia is definitely changing, and you definitely want to make sure before you say, oh, I'm going to purchase this property to Airbnb, to find out the HOA guidelines, you know, find out, you know, kind of like what, you know, that particular town and ordinance is, because you don't want to invest in something that you can't do anything with. So I always just encourage everybody to just be diligent in your research. There's never a hurry. Just like, you know, when we were young, we saw that one car, we wanted that car, you know, and oh, we missed it, but we saw something else. So never, you know, just go into something because you're in a hurry. Take your time. Definitely, you know, save money. You know, I have people thinking, oh, well, and seriously, I have people, I'll show them one property and then I'll go run this stuff. They had like 25 cents in their account. Well, I can get down payment assistance, but you still need to have some money saved.
Right.
Never think your credit is so bad that you can't do nothing. Like doing nothing is really the worst thing. Try to, you know, start working on it, start making a plan, and you'd be surprised at how close you are to home ownership.
And that's why I think it's important to talk to people like you, because they'll have us thinking that if we have a low credit score or if you miss some taxes here or there, you know, once that you can't do anything and that you're stuck or you're trapped.
You're never stuck.
And talking to individuals like yourself, we learned that there are some programs that you can get involved with. There's some loopholes here or there that you there's ways around the fact that you can afford a home and be in a property where you can own it and not just be stuck paying high-ass rent.
Right, and two things, too. There are definitely some changes around how they're actually calculating student loans and your DTI. So if you're concerned about that, you know, there are definitely ways, you know, that you want to find out about that. And, I mean, just overall, there are a lot of programs out there. It's really just a matter of, you know, finding out what works and just start working on it. You know, and I think we need to encourage, you know, our young people. You know, I wish when I was young, instead of trying to get a Honda Civic Coupe, you know, I was like trying to get a condo
right.
or something like that. And, you know, we look back, you know, retrospectively and realize how much we wasted and how much, I mean, we could be all millionaires right now if we had invested. I mean, when I first moved to Georgia, I wish there was a lot, like 10 years ago, I wish I invested in a lot of different properties. But, you know, it's still out there. I encourage you to look at land.
Right.
Land is very valuable now. Definitely, you know, do some research on tax liens and, you know, things like that. There, and I'm going to tell you, the market is changing. You know, for years, we didn't have any foreclosures, you know, in vast numbers or even at all in some cases because of the moratorium. That's no more. And now, you know, you have people who went in buying homes, $30,000 over ask.
Right.
Now these home prices, and it wasn't even at appraisal value, so they're, you know, already kind of upside down, and now the market is changing. So I would say, you know, pay attention to, if you want to invest, pay attention to, like, kind of what's going to be happening over these next coming months.
One of the last questions I want to ask, because I know I've talked to a couple different individuals, and they've kind of brought this up, and they didn't really want to touch on it, but they were frustrated by it, is the fact that a lot of these big corporations are coming in. Like we see, what is it? Is it Red Door or Redfin or whoever?
Yeah,
they come
Open
in.
Door,
Open Door. All of, these, all of these companies are coming in, and they're buying up. Like you were talking about the liens, mm-hmm. the properties with tax liens. They're coming up, and they're going to a lot of these auctions, and they're just scooping up a lot of this property. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to create a market and set a market for themselves
pretty
to where,
much, yeah.
Like it. But as a individual real estate agent, does that impact you?
You know, I have investors as clients. It is, you know, definitely, I think, not affecting me. It does affect me, but like the brokers, you know, like the smaller brokers, people, you know, just regular real estate agents, you know, with, you know, even not even just small brokers. You see, like the Keller Williams, I think it's really, you know, going to potentially shift and change the market maybe, and even how those brokerages operate. You know, one good point, 2 points I want to bring up. First of all, I do have lenders that will make you appear as a cash buyer. Mm. You know, a lot of sellers right now, they're not even doing FHA. The sellers, like my sellers, they want conventional or they want cash.
Right.
The other thing is that, you know, when you get these Zillows and people saying, oh, we only charge 1.5%, read the fine line. It's going to be much more than the 6% that you would pay 3 to the buyer's agent, 3 to, you know, your listing agent. So there's always, you know, the fine line, you know, Open Door or whomever, Zillow will buy your house and they'll say, oh yeah, it's only this much percentage, but there are definitely some fees in there that really make it almost sometimes as much as, you know, you just paying your realtor. And one thing you also need to know is that realtors will negotiate their rates. Mm. You know, it's not always, you know, so maybe some will do 2%, some will do 2.5%. I know when you have, you know, when I have consistent clients, you know, I might cut them a break if they have 2-3 properties listed or they're going to keep buying from me. So always, you know, try to negotiate. And I guarantee you if they're good, they'll work with you.
So there you have it. A lot of times, if some of these big corporations tell you something that sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. They're just trying to get you to sign your name in on some bull and trying to get the product move. So once again, I want you to tell everyone where they can find you. If I'm looking for a house, if I'm just looking for information, if I'm just looking for advice, whatever it is, where can we find you so that we can support and be educated by you?
Thank you again. My Instagram handle is ATL Agent Kim, and my website, which you can get access to me everywhere, is Kimberly. That's Kimberly. And my last name, it's B like boy, A-R-T like Tom, E-E.com. So hopefully I'll hear from you guys.
Definitely. Again, once again,
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. The best birthday. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
What's up? She did say that. Yeah, she did say that.
They are going down. They're gradually eating down. Just pay attention. And you know what was happening wasn't going to last forever. We all know that.
Yeah.
So they are. So just, you know, take your time and, you know, just wait. I think, you know.
That PPP loan money going out of.
I'm going to leave on that. Thank you again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. T Love, my brother. Once again, Chef Unk has the orders going up in the back. My DJ Reese Boog over here eating this chicken. It's tickling my nose, so I had to steal a cup of fries. But yo, how much is the chicken plate you got going out though? 12 for chicken. Got the catfish coming up too, right? Chicken and catfish. So yo. Go out there and holler at him. Yeah, go out there and holler at him. Once again, we are here at 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville at Blends 2, and I encourage you to come out to see us every Monday. Every Monday we're here. We start at 7 o'clock, and we just have a good time. We party, we talk shit, we smoke cigars, we have some drinks, and then we support each other while doing all of that. So I got my guy Todd right here.
Yeah.
T Love.
Right on. What's happening?
So it was interesting how we met.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Interesting how we met. We met, like you said, you just came in. I was working at another job, and you came in just to come in just because you wanted to meet some folks.
Right on.
And we got to chopping it up, and we figured out, like, yo, you need to come through and holler at my crew, the commissioner's crew over here at the commissioner's conversation, and we want to support you. And you were telling me about keep that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Being a girl dad, like I don't know how many of y'all girl dads. I see some hands raised. Okay.
Yep. She said she a daddy's girl right now.
So your daddy's girl. See, it works.
I know.
See what I'm saying? Tell me about keep that same energy and how you came up with it. Like, first of all, before you even get to that, I want you to talk about all the things that you're doing. You got going on. We just talked about you DJing. You know what I'm saying? All throughout the city. I want you to talk about all the stuff that you have going on.
Well, first of all, man, I'm from Macon, Georgia. Anybody? Really?
We knew you
okay.
was catching. We knew you was country.
Yeah. There you go, the Coliseum. Yeah, that was up. That was up. Back time roots in here. You dunked on Greg?
That's when he had two good knees. Now he got zero good knees.
Right on, right on. All right, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Fur cousin.
There you go. Yeah, so, yeah. Man. From Macon, right, Georgia.
Yes, sir. From Macon, Georgia. So I've been up here like a year and a half. And so I've been DJing for like 20 years in Macon my way around, you know what I'm saying, doing that. And the last year and a half, I've been stepping out on the comedy game. So
I've
been working the clubs up here and doing my thing. And I call it, you know, My Jokes Matter Tour. You know what I'm saying? So I did two sold-out shows in Macon. And I always had a heart for the community. You know what I mean? And I always had a heart for giving back. And being a father of two girls, it struck me. I think they was on winter breaks, one of them breaks, because, you know, the children, they have so
many
breaks.
They get so many damn breaks now.
So she was like, and she plays basketball. And she came to me and she was like, "Dad, I really want to play, but it's not like a bunch of girls that play." So what I do is, man, I just, you know, from a biblical standpoint, I just write the vision and make it plain. Like, everything that I've put my hands on, for me DJing or being in entertainment or, you know, even coming to the city of Atlanta. I work in Fairburn.
Okay.
And I'm living right here off of Metropolitan, but I've never been to the area, like, in the area. You know what I'm saying? And so when I came here and I, you know, found just new paths, I never just made an announcement. I just wrote what it is that I wanted to do, and it's just that God was going to lead me. So, I mean, even how we met. So, my daughter was like, she was saying, you know, that it's not a culture, and it's not really in Macon. Like, we have girls that play,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I played ball coming up, too, and, like, you know, so we used to hoop. So we used to go to the court, and it just, like, be a gang of us right here. We just go play ball.
Right.
But with girls, it's not like that. So I came up with a skill set using the advantage of being with Parks and Rec for 10 years as well, too, and having that relationship. I came up with a skill set camp for girls. It was 3 days, and I had volunteers come in, and I actually got the attention of Linda Burgess, who played with the WNBA.
Okay.
And the San Antonio Monarchs, and the lady with his Los Angeles Sparks. So that's the beauty of social media. So we did a 3-day camp that was for free. We fed the girls. We had volunteers come in and bring in food. And so I just wrote down, like, something, like I'm saying, well, the girl dad. Like, I'm a father. And, you know, with I think it got popular right when, you know, Kobe passed.
Right.
He was saying he was girl dad or whatever. So I said, you know what? I said, I remember I took my daughter to the Atlanta Dream game last year for her birthday. And I kept the marketing manager's card. Her name is Chris Saunders. And I just emailed Chris Saunders with the idea of what I wanted to do. And we came up with the concept of a girl dad night. Now, we were supposed to do it this weekend, but, you know, I'll tell you, the Mother's Day graduation was a lot going on. So I moved it to June, which is Men's Health Awareness Month in June. And it's right after Father's Day. So I said, let's do a girl dad night. So I wrote it to her. Me and her never really just talk. She don't even know me from a can of paint. But again, when you write the vision, you make it plain, it'll come into fruition. And then God will lead you to the right people that will make that vision come alive. So I came to that conclusion, wrote her the email, came up with the graphics. Boom, here it is. I mean, so now I'm looking into developing a real nonprofit organization, looking at the pricing of it, and just seeing how much it costs. So I just wanted to start to just trailblaze.
Right.
And just start doing things in the area that leads up to it, whether it be car washes or, you know, selling T-shirts or anything. I'm going to get to that mark financially.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In order to make the nonprofit organization come to fruition. So, yeah, man, the girl dad night. And so I never really, you know.
What are we going to do on a girl dad night? Like,
we just going to get together, man, and just have fun, man. Honestly, Commissioner, man, we just going to let it do what it do, man. If like, the guys just come together. Even if we don't sit together.
Right.
That's why I'm going to come up with a T-shirt. Everybody, you know, purchase a T-shirt.
let us know that you there. Hit me on the ground, hit me on the phone, and say, hey, man, I'm here. Then after the game, we get together, we take a group pick.
Okay.
So what that does, that lets not only the Atlanta Dream know, that lets the WNBA know and the city of Atlanta know that they are fathers,
right.
That it's some real movement.
Right.
And that's how things start. So your platform that you have, everybody in here has a platform, regardless. You know, Kim doing real estate, or you know, Jay with the cigars. You know, once this hashtag or this pitch is being set out, what I want to create, and also in the month of June, what I'm doing and making, is called Fedora Friday, where I'm talking to guys about legitimation for the kids, attaining custodial rights, and coming up with parental plans, and also talking about health and wellness and financial well-being. Because as a father, I have two kids, two different baby moms. You know what I'm saying? But taking care of your kids financially can really be a challenge,
right,
if you don't have a certain means of income.
Right.
So we helping guys get back into school, using my resources with Central Georgia Technical College down there, and some employment to make more income, and also some a small business and how to get your LLC.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand those criteria and how to create a legacy for your kids. You know what I'm saying? So start with the legitimation. A lot of people don't know about Middle Georgia Justice in Macon. It's a free nonprofit organization that'll help you fill out the paperwork.
Okay.
That a regular lawyer will charge you $1,500 for, and they won't help you fill it out. You'll just be standing in court with a $1,500 lawyer, and you may or may not gain the custodial rights that you need,
right,
based off of the lack of education. And so, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, so Men's Health Awareness in June, we're not only talking about Father's Day, but we're talking about how to become a better man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know we smoking cigar, we drinking good, we got the food in here, but I'm going to tell you, I was a walking stroke about 2 months ago because of the food that I was consuming with high in salt, sugar, sodium. I work out, I play ball, I do this, but it was what I was eating.
Right.
I was a walking stroke. I actually had to get escorted from the job.
Damn.
Yeah, because we had health and safety week at the job, and I'm like, I know my blood pressure good. Man, I was 166 over 100.
Them folks say, they pointed you over to the truck.
You need to go that way. You know what I'm saying? So it was at that point, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. So just getting, you know, accustomed to what it is that we consume and what it is that we live in, how we're living, and being able to provide a legacy for your kid.
I think you just touched on a lot, man, in that one instance, because as black men, we often just think like, you know, you all right. You know what I'm saying? You walking, you talking, you breathing,
well,
you
straight.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
You look
straight,
good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drink a couple bottles of water,
right,
you all
on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You good. You
That's
know?
It.
So we have to definitely get checked, you know what I'm saying? Go to the doctor and get checked regularly just to see, like, if anything's going on. Not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones, like you were saying.
Absolutely.
And then also, the bond that you're creating with your girls is one that you can't overstate it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you are creating that is, it probably means more to them than you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they see it, they see what's going on, they like it, they appreciate it. And you just think, you know, say I'm just doing it because I'm whatever, and I'm spending time, and I'm helping other dudes.
Yeah.
But what a lot of times, they're looking at it like a lot of the stuff that we do as parents doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah,
you think we're just doing something? We're just out here. We are building, and we hope they appreciate mm-hmm. it, and we hope it doesn't go over their head. But most of the time, like kids are more receptive and more appreciative than we give them credit for.
Absolutely.
You know
they're
what I'm
paying
saying?
Attention.
It doesn't go past them, your efforts. And the fact that you're out here doing that, and I also believe that it's a major lie being told that black men don't want to be involved with their kids' lives. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times, man, it's a lot of frustration when you're dealing with toxic behaviors. When you're dealing with the lack of communication and how to comprehend certain things. I didn't plan out. I didn't write out and say that I was going to be what they call an illegitimate dad or having a child out of wedlock. But when certain situations come, you man up and you handle it. What happens a lot of times is you already faced with so many barricades as to what you couldn't do and what you can't do that becoming that man that you're supposed to be I mean, even like you was talking about the playoffs, and I'm gonna segue into this. Look at how much slack that Ja Morant dad is getting because right. he's supporting his son.
And we talked about that last week. We talked
for
about
real.
Like last week, one of the points of conversation was like I saw on Twitter. Even it was black women like Jemele Hill. It was
really?
a couple other people like, oh wow, I'm about tired of seeing this dude. I'm like, damn, let this man live. Let this man live. He's having a great time. Like, and to your point though, as dads, as black dads,
yeah.
you're expected to be a certain way. You're expected to live a certain way. And when you yeah. don't fit that criteria, then they get angry or frustrated by what you do.
Look at LaVar Ball. He right. want his children, he want his boys to be entrepreneurs and be owners and rulers of what they survey.
Right.
But he's told to shut up, sit down. You in the way.
You too loud.
You too loud.
And they doubted LaVar Ball, but yeah. LaVar came back and was damn near like a prophet. He told him, like, this son going to play for the Lakers. Yeah. He told him, said LaMelo was going to be, he said, he going to be the one to cut up the league. And
check this out, though. You seen King Richard?
Yes.
Notice how in that movie, now, regardless of what all the slack that happened, this man had a plan mm-hmm. and spoken to his girls.
Yep.
The Bible speaks about the power of the tongue.
Right.
So if I'm always, watch this, if I'm a toxic, watch, if I'm a toxic parent and I'm always telling my daughter, you just like your mom. And she like, what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if she in the negative,
speak, yeah, I'm saying every time
if she doing something it, negative, mm-hmm. oh, you just like your mom. So every time, just like a mama talking to a son, oh, you just like your daddy. Some of the cats be like, man, I don't even know who my dad is. So who you telling me I'm acting like right. when I'm acting like this? So the power of the tongue. Then when he grow up and gang bang or grow up and do this and that, well, you say I'm like my dad.
Right.
Now we got to raise money at the church. You see what I'm saying? To help him get high. So, you know, when we talking about speaking positivity over our kids, I pray over my children. They don't even know it. When they sleep.
There you go.
The power of a praying father.
What's man, up, Jay Reeske?
Man, hey, I'm going to tell you. Man, what you just said, right? Now I'm gonna tell you, I'm going to get this out. Everybody know I'm a heathen, right? We all no heathens. Heathen. I'm a heathen, but you know what though? Like this is my brother right here. Every Monday at 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard, 7 o'clock Central, and I don't know what the hell Pacific. You get what I'm saying? Mountain West, all that. But we got this thing called Mike, Men in God's Holy Transition. Every Monday, he started this up about a year ago, almost going on a year and a half, going on 2 years, right? And, you know, it'd be a group of men, we get on there and we talk. Mm-hmm. We talk, bro. I mean, we talk about God, we talk about life, we talk about family. I mean, like, be honest with you, Commissioner, this who helped me meet you. Believe it or not, this who helped me meet you because I told you where I was at, the level of darkness I was at when I first met you.
Right.
My brother was the one that sat there and prayed with me, you know what I'm saying, every day for me to doggone.
Salute.
To do what yeah. I need to do and definitely. Be where I need to be right now. So he going through his shit, right? So I need all my warriors to pray for him.
We all need
you
to help.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And that's why I'm glad he here. You know, when you said what you said, bro, that just gave me chills because, like, just today, we was on the, you feel me? I get emotional about this stuff, bro, because, like, you see when like, you got men that's in holy transition, that's in harmony, that's in unity. You get what I mean? As opposed to what the media show, I mean, it just does something to you. It does something to you because it's a bigger picture. You say you're a girl dad. I ain't got kids. I'm a mama's boy. You feel me? I'm a mama's boy. You feel me? I don't have kids. But, you know, it's just like my whole thing. I feel like at 44, just now figuring out what my purpose is to help guide people as well as myself in a direction where they can be prosperous. However you decide that prosperity come in at. You feel me? But as black men, we do have to be grounded because of all the distractions that's out here. You know what I mean? The devil,
it's a plot to destroy us.
Yeah, exactly. The devil want us. I mean, look at TV. What? And Commissioner, I'm going to tell you, I'm about to say some shit, right? And I know this on this worldwide, but it's the truth. You look at what you see on TV. You know what I mean? They implementing all these different agendas that they're not giving you the option to see if, well, can I accept it or not. They forcing it on you. The gay agenda. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them. The next one, you look on TV, you see a lot of mixed interracial couples. You see black men and white women. White women, black men. That shit wasn't like that 10 years ago. Why I gotta be that? I came from a black household. My mama raised me to be a strong man, strong black man. Why can't we use that and, you know, show that foundation on TV? You feel me? Why can't you see when there's 200 black men and women graduating from Spelman or Morehouse, Clark? You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, like, real talk. And it's like, right now, like you say, man, we sit back, we smoking cigars, we sipping, cooking or whatever. One thing, man, the civil rights movement started over a meal at Pascal's Restaurant. The civil rights started over a meal, bro. Some of your greatest movements mm-hmm. were started just over the smallest things. A meal, a drink, a handshake. Right now in Blends, what we got going on right now is the beginning of a movement. Everybody just have to be the ones to buy into it. You got your comedy, you DJ, commissioner, you do podcasts. My brother has Mike. You know what I mean? He's a hell of a fire artist. He draw. Then he's also in the transportation. He's starting his broker. You know what I'm saying? We got Can I Kick It, Mike, whole crew up in this bitch. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We got Greenwood Whiskey. Like, this is a ground of networking right
exactly.
now. Exactly. This is, like, right now, we all could be building our empires right now. And as black people, we got to do that.
Well, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about for us to come here. No, you good, man. You good. We want to come out. We want to get everyone to network and support each other. And that's why I asked you to come out when you started telling me about what you were doing. I was like, look, man, I want everybody to support each other because we always hear about the big corporations. We always hear about the big societies and the mm-hmm. big, you know what I'm saying, what they're doing in terms of whether it's cancer, whether it's, you know, whatever, all this other stuff that takes place. But a lot of the smaller ground work, where you're actually doing boots on the ground work, mm-hmm. we don't hear about those type of entities. You know what I'm saying? And so we're more prone to donate money here or there, you know what I'm saying, because, oh, I know that name.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is these are the people that's actually doing the work.
Yeah.
That's actually touching the kids. That's actually touching the homeless, that's actually touching, you know what I'm saying, that's actually doing the work. And they're the ones that need that money, because with that, you can see it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can see the work being done. You can see the production being done, because if I donate my money to a big corporation that's going out for whatever, all I'm doing is helping pay a salary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I donate it to this organization, I can see you buying food, you buying, buying tennis shoes, buying shoes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can see you buying jerseys, equipment. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. and then you're there reaching the people. You're reaching the young ladies that are there playing basketball. I wanted to get you in the back. I just wanted to get you real quick before, because I know you had your hand up.
Yeah, first and foremost, let me say this before I even speak. I'm going to give honor and praise to my Lord and Savior first and foremost.
There you go.
I thank my brother for even attempting to give me the location to meet with you fellas. I met you last week.
Yes, sir.
I met some of the other fellas also. But just to piggyback off you, brother, I commend you for all that you're doing, because it takes a strong man. It takes a strong man to come out and stand before all these men and speak his truth. And for me, with Mike, just putting together a platform for men. And it's not just for men. Only men get on the call, because we need somewhere where we can sit down and we can talk. Because the biggest lie that the world has ever told us as a man is that we need to bear it all. We can't show any signs of weakness. That's why you have men walking around that's killing. You have young men that don't have anybody to talk to. That's why you have women raising young men by themselves, because guess what? For me, I'm gonna speak for me. I was one of those guys. I got four kids by four different women. looking for love in all the wrong places, and didn't understand that I was trying to step into a man's role and I was a boy. So for you to stand and say, you know what, I'm doing this for my daughters. I commend you as a black man.
Appreciate it, man.
Bro, but I give you all that I have as a man in my prayers, bro, that you make it and you succeed, and not only here, but in life, and your kids, they go forth and they're a legacy to you. And this is where it starts at. When we come together in unity for a common cause, and it's multiple causes in here that we're working for.
Right.
Real estate, his business, what you're doing. And whatever the brother has on their mind, the influence to do whatever it is that God has called them to do, I respect and I pray for each and every brother and each and every individual here, even the women that are here, that wherever they tread, that their feet plant, whatever they put their hands to, that God blesses the works of their hands, that it be multiplied and prosperous throughout our community, because we need one another. What we lost was our community. It used to take a village to raise our children. We got somewhere to the point where it came to, you know what, if it ain't about me and mine, I can't worry about it. But that's a lie. We need to come back together as a people and stand together in unity and build our communities once again as they were before. We're never going to survive if we stay divided. A house divided cannot stand.
That's facts. And I echo... I echo everything that he was saying, simply because, like, that's part of what I want to do here. I want us to all get together, talk to each other, uplift each other, and get to the point where we're supporting each other to where it's natural. Because it was natural before that we all supported each other. And then now we get to the point where if I have a black owned beer company here and a white owned beer company here, I'm typically gonna go to the white owned beer company because of, you know what I'm saying? So if we get to the point where we support each other, where we protect each other, where we look, and like to your point, it's gone from it takes a community to you better not touch my child. If somebody put their hands on my child, then I go crazy, I do this, I do that, and before it was, you could catch three whoopings before you get to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Before we got to the house, Ms. Johnson knew. Ms. Lewis knew.
Everybody, I heard they be running out the house with
a. Hey, get what? When I used to walk from school, my grandma said, you better speak to everybody that's out there on the porch that you see them. Because if I hear that you ain't spoke to and said good evening, good afternoon, come on, man. You know, you speak to a child, not who you is. Y'all don't know you.
Right.
You know, so that's what keep that same energy means, to remain faithful when it looks fearful. Damn. The whole KTSE, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't walk for a year, so I had surgery on my Achilles, and I got to have another surgery on my Achilles on my right. But somebody told me, like, you know, T-Lo, keep that same energy. So I just applied that, like, okay. So that's why I say I really haven't came up with a name yet, but if it's not taken, it's going to be the KTSE Foundation.
Okay. Hey, look, that's your name, bro. Yeah. So,
for sure, man. That's why I say it's the KTSE Athletic Group in association with Atlanta Dream.
And I want you to say that again. You said keep that same energy.
Yep.
When it gets fearful,
remain faithful when it looks fearful.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a brother right now that's locked up that needs to remain faithful even when it looks fearful. It's a brother that's, you know what I'm saying, looking for, like you say, love in the wrong place, and he needs to remain faithful. And don't be fearful. You know, it's a sister out here that's really looking to engage in this and that, but it may look like it's still a pandemic, but remain faithful. So to keep that same energy, remember why you started. You know what I'm saying? If it's two people in the podcast, but then it grows to 200 people, you got to keep that same energy. And also remain humble. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things and certain platforms will grow. We got to remember why we started, how we started, and who started it with us, to keep us humble. So, you know, the whole KTSE mentality is, you know, just that, you know. So I wanted to take that and just build upon that. And again, creating a legacy. The Bible speaks that a righteous man leaves behind a legacy for his children. So I'm thinking about my grandchildren.
Forward thinking, yes.
Before Joker can date my two daughters, he going to have to come with it, because that post on the wall or that mural, my dad was fine.
He been taking us to Applebee's, so you're going to have to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
He been saying we beautiful.
Come on, man.
We smart.
Appreciate it.
He
right.
Been saying that we're yeah. intelligent.
I've been speaking life into him.
That we're above and not beneath. We're the head and
come
not
on,
the
tail.
We're the lenders, not the borrowers.
Come on, man. A father's voice. Think about this now. Y'all remember the movie Black Panther?
Right.
Right? So you remember when King T'Challa was getting whooped? What the mama say? Don't forget who you are. And all of a sudden, he got a... But yep, then when he seen daddy in the afterlife,
right,
it even professed into him. So why can't I see this young brother with his pants hanging, and I know he finna get into something, and I speak life into him?
But see, that's the problem. A lot of us don't speak life. We speak down on our younger generation, but or look away from them in fear of what we may say may offend them.
Yeah.
And we may have to defend ourselves, but we should be able to speak life. And what I see most in our community that hurts me the most is that you got older men out here that's fitting in with the younger group, trying to be with the younger group instead of teaching them and showing them the right way and speaking life into them. You walking around with your pants hanging down and your hat to the back, and you got a Glock on your side, and you out here slanging dope with them. Hold up, bro. And then you telling him, well, you're going to be in there with your daddy. What's happening? That ain't it.
Right.
That ain't it. We need to speak life and say, look, brother, there's a better way than what the street is showing you. The street don't have love. The street ain't never had love for nobody. And I can't understand why we walking around here talking about Decatur. It ain't Atlanta. College Park. You know what? You know what? Because at the end of the day, don't none of us own none of these streets. Not none of the neighborhoods.
Right. Because I'm from Macon, Georgia, and get what? It is not wet. But we all are one. Like Frankie Beverly say, we all are one. So with that, either you're going to create unity or you're going to create division. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, bringing men together. And even if you don't have, you know, a daughter, just being, like you say, just being a positive male influence. Because our daughters... Our girls need to see more positive men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to get in coaching, not just try to holler at their mama,
right,
but actually try to instill. So what I'm doing as a coach and mentor, like I can bring on other women that are professionals, because even Chris Saunders from the WNBA say there are careers in the WNBA outside of the court that I can expose them to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Journalism, sports agency.
Sure, you're getting camera everything. Work. Yeah, you
get, everything.
Yeah.
You know, sports is now more of a global appeal.
Right.
So when you're looking at it from an aspect of how that ball can take you around the world, not just playing the sport, but actually owning a team. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
And
I was agreeing with you. Can y'all hear me?
Turn it up just a little bit.
Thank you, Reese. Thank you, Reese. I just wanted to say to Coach D, Ty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you're doing. A dad's voice for a woman or a little girl means everything. I was a teenage mom. I had my son when I was 14 years old. He's 30 years old right now. And I was scared to death. Nobody knew I was pregnant, nothing. I'm from Jersey. And I was scared. Only person that I was afraid of when it was happening was my dad, because I'm a daddy's girl. I didn't get what nobody else had to say. My dad came to the hospital. You would have thought Jesus was walking in the room. I'm like, oh my God, it's my last day. I don't know what's going to happen. So, and he came in and he just told me, and the nurse was doing my monitors, and he said, I need you to promise me one thing, and I promise you, you're going to be somebody. And I was saying, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it just to please you. He said, I just need you to finish school. That was it. He said, I just need you to finish school, and I promise you, you're going to be somebody. And to this day, I'm a successful woman. It was those words I'll never forget. And a nurse in a room with me, she started bawling, crying, saying she wished she had a father. Mm. So I think with a lot of women now, you see them walking around, they twerking, they half-dressed, they looking for love in all the wrong places. They didn't have that fatherly love. I don't know what it's like not to have a dad, but I can't imagine life without a dad. You understand? So you speaking and having these things for young ladies and women, that's so powerful in our community for that. So
thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I just want to echo. That kind of echo. I want to echo because my I lost my dad like 2 weeks before high school, and her dad was like my dad. So if I, he is like my dad, not was, he is. And if I didn't have him as an influence, you know, there were a lot of doors that would not have been open for me because he really helped me and supported me a lot. So I'm actually a single mom of twin girls who just turned 22, and it's not easy. And you want to raise your children in such a way, especially your young ladies, that they're not out there twerking, that they're not falling in love with the first man they see because they're looking for daddy's love. And so I think what you're doing, I know what you're doing is extremely helpful. We definitely need more of it in the community because, you know, it's a crazy world out there. And, you know, our society is trying to tear down the families, particularly the black family, just a regular family unit. You know, just having a man, you know, the mother and the father in the household. We're not seeing that anymore. The rate of marriages is definitely on a decline. Everybody is just cohabitating, and then they just go do. And I'm not talking against anybody's situation, but what I'm saying is that, you know, people don't try anymore. They go in, oh, well, this ain't working. You know, they change relationships like they changing clothes. And so what type of examples? So, you know, what, you know, I think you were saying something about speaking positivity. You know, Bible does say your tongue is like a two-edged sword. It's, you can speak life or you can speak death. So we got to speak life into our children. We can't be continuing a generation curses. Oh, you just like your mama. You just like your daddy. No, you will not. You know, you will. I want my children to be better than me.
Right.
So we have to speak life. We have to educate them, you know, rather than just getting them out your hair and throwing them the iPad or whatever, you know, monitor, because it's not just the television that they can get things from. They get it on YouTube. They can get it on every other, you know, whatever they Google. So, you know, again, thank you so much. I wish, you know, there was more programs out there. Definitely, I pray for your success, and, you know, yeah. I you wish you the best.
Appreciate it. Also, I'm coming out with, like, a journal. Through the month of June, like I say, I'm doing what's called a Fedora Friday. It's going to be in Macon, but I'm going to bring it here, too. Matter of fact, can I do something on, like, a Monday in June?
Yeah.
Because what I got a journal, because a lot of times, like I was saying about writing a vision and making a plan, a lot of times you can't come up with certain plans. So what I'm doing is with the journal, you look at like the month. And so what I do is I look at like my daughters, whatever's happening in their school.
Right.
And I get involved in their school. So the teachers know me. I volunteer at the school. I clean up in the cafeteria with my oldest daughter. I help out with the basketball coach, you know what I'm saying? So to just create these plans, there are free events in Atlanta as well as the area that I'm in Middle Georgia. So there are things that are surrounding in the community. You just have to make a plan. And sometimes you can just be overwhelmed that you just don't know what to do. You got your children at the house. You don't know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So I'm creating this journal, and I'm creating a way that you can communicate with me either via text or DM and say, hey, the month of June is coming up. T-Love, do you know of any events that's happening? And I can send them to you. And then if it's on the weekend that you have your kids, you can prioritize that during that weekend. Also, during the week, let's just say, for instance, if you want to plan a FaceTime and conversation, especially for fathers who have children that's outside of the state or outside of the city, you can just plan and prioritize. Okay, Monday, like we plan and prioritize this right here.
Right.
We say on Tuesday at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'm talking to my son and daughter about XYZ, because see what's happening here. You take that journal, and then 5 years from now, your children are like, you know what, Dad had talked to me. Mm-hmm. We had this event together. You know what I'm saying? So that, in a sense, can give the children a visual of what they can see themselves becoming as opposed to what they're hearing in society. So I'm coming out with a journal, the KTSC journal, for the month of June. Be on the lookout for it. And like I say, a Monday in June, I want to come back, man.
Yes,
and
I want to
talk more definitely about the whole KTSC mentality, the girl dad. Like I say, June 24th, meet us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have some shirts, hopefully. That we can be all in unison and pat each other on the back, hug each other, man, and love on our children, man, because I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out here. And we got to also remember, too, Commissioner, that even if you're in this household as the custodial mom and I'm the what they call the non-custodial parent, we can still get together and unity and positivity and raise the children.
Exactly.
in the best way that we can.
Definitely.
Because the children can pick up on division. Mm-hmm. They know how to play good cop, bad cop. You know what I'm saying? They know how to do it. They know how to do it, especially my oldest. You know what I'm saying? She know how to do it. She know when mom and dad are fussing. But, you know, we try to keep them conversations away from her. But the toxicity and knowing how to communicate and being able to relate on a level to where it does not cause division is very important as well. So I'm doing my best into creating just the conversation, creating the events, creating the energy that's going to help, if not a whole nation, right, at least the people in the nation, at least the people in this room that hear my voice and can hashtag and can tweet and share a video and say, man, I met this cat, man, named T-Love, man, that's doing this and doing that. But also he's reaching out to the community and helping fathers and helping girls everywhere.
Definitely, and we all want to support you. Again, that's Todd Davis, T-Love, man. Tell him again, give him the website, give him the email address, give him the social media, all of the above, because we want to support
right
you.
Right on, so.
We're going to support you.
Let's make my phone jump right now, man. Y'all go to your phone right now. Go on my Instagram at IAMTLUV. Send me a DM. Let me know that we met here. And then I can forward you all the other information that I'm doing. You can see on my page, I got all the flyers and stuff set up. But let me know who you are so I can send out the flyer to the girl dad situation. And also, man, just maintain it too. So let me just not be all the way serious, though, Commission. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the chicken cone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything happens intentional. Even though it may look accidental. I actually went that long story short how we met. I went there to meet Kenny Burns because I heard he was spinning live at the Chicken and Cone on Memorial Drive. And so I met Kenny Burns and unofficially but officially met Commissioner.
Right.
And I was talking about this idea, what I want to do for my nonprofit. Anyway, we got to talking. Then I met Mr. Henson, gave him my card, told him I'm a DJ. Now I got me a gig spinning on Wednesday. So if you're in the Memorial.
At the Chicken Cone.
At the Chicken Cone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going to be on the patio from 5 to 8 at the Chicken Cone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also out here on the comedy circuit too. So I got a movement called the hashtag My Jokes Matter. Thing, you know what I'm saying? So I crack on myself before I crack on you. So that's what I mean. My jokes matter. I talk about my journey before I even know about yours, man. So we doing. Hey, man, it's crazy for comedians now, man, because they running on stage now. Right. So I'm also doing self-defense class. Man, I teach how to box. I'll tell you, you run up on the stage with me, all of Pleasant Hill, Macon, Georgia, going to come out on your ass. I promise. Come on, man. First Avenue, man. You know what I'm saying? By way of the West Side.
You don't know nothing about that Pleasant Hill. Yeah. You think about.
Come on, man.
You don't know about no Pleasant
Hill. All of that, man. And then I went to a private school, so all the kids in the hood used to try to chase up from school. I was not on nobody track team. I'm light skinned, but I will throw the hand. Stop playing with me. Man, come on, man. And then they used to try us, man. And then, you know, I had the good lunch box, man. You ain't finna take my lunch home, boy. Said, don't let it fool you. Because my dad's name Walt David. He said, you ain't finna come home with no ad with me. Right on. Come on, man. Fox City. Yeah. All that.
Look at y'all. Hey, hold up.
Boy, man.
Y'all can have the family reunion
pro
in a minute.
Pro dancing, all that. Right on. So, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Matter of fact, we bringing fun back, man. 4th of July, man. Come holler at me, man. We doing live at the lake, man, with the fireworks
DJ
and everything.
DJ Unique.
Come on, man.
Hold up. I got in just a second. I want DJ Unique. I want you to come up. I want you to spin for a couple minutes because coming up next, right, I got Kiwi. I got Can I Kick It Mike. What's up? And I got a couple of my guys. I got a couple of special guests over here, too. When you want to get interviewed? When you want, you know, sir, you can sit down and chop it up with me anytime.
But we do gotta make that happen.
Yeah.
Like, now I just wanna say, June 4th, they just booked me for a non-violence non-profit event.
Okay.
For females that into domestic violence. So I'm doing that June 4th.
Where is it?
It's gonna be out here in Hayesville at the hotel.
Okay. Please, 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 please. Yeah, please. We're going to blow it up. Also, everyone that's here.
I'm going to announce it one more time. June 4th.
Say it again.
I'm going to be DJing and I'm also giving females that was beating on, you know what I'm saying, the domestic violence, you know what I'm saying, event. So they give them company, give them donations, but they hold a ring, all kinds of stuff for them. You know what I'm saying? So I dedicated 4 hours of my time, you know what I'm saying, out here in Hayesville. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Yeah, and be sure to follow Lost Boys DJ Unique. Follow DJ Unique, blow him up. Everything he's doing, you're doing a lot of good stuff out here, brother. I salute you. You know,
hey,
you,
DJ
you can
Unique,
go anytime.
Could you please play Lex Coop's Beamers in the Benz for me?
Oh, that ain't no, that ain't.
I'm also a shout to my cousin, Mr. Cheeks, man, because, you know, the one for that nigga, there won't be no DJ.
For sure.
And before you get into that, I want to encourage everyone, Memorial Day, that Monday, we are going to be right here at Blends 2. We're going to do it during the day. We're going to do it, turn up into a little day party, because I know how y'all get. Y'all party on Saturday, you party on Sunday, and then Monday come around, you're like, I can't do it, Commissioner, I'm tired. Yeah. So what I want you to do is I want you to come out. I want you to come out on Monday. We're going to do a day party. I'm going to work it out with Chef Unk in the back. I'm going to work it out with DJ Unique. I'm going to go dig deep in my pockets, and whatever I got to pay him, I'm going to pay him. I'm going to take care of my people. And I want everybody here to come out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have food in the back. We'll have conversation in-house. We're going to have drinks, Greenwood whiskey, cigars, the Garlitos. We're going to have all of that. We're just going to have a good time, man. We're going to support each other and do it big. Like I said, it's going to be on Memorial Day. I want you all to come out and support. So like I said, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes. I want Unique to cut up a little bit more. And then we're going to come back right in, and, man, we're going to keep the conversation rolling.
Right on. Hey, man, Commissioner, man, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, bye.